AI Technology Group. They're out of East Lansing, of course, have customers worldwide.
Customers worldwide?
No.
Countrywide?
Nationwide?
None in Canada or Mexico yet?
No, not yet.
It's coming, though. KI Technology Group takes care of all of our computer needs, not only here in studio, but at our home office. Linda's just back from vacation. Good?
Yes, it was good. Yeah. Nice to be away for a week and relax.
Did you turn off the phone?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, well, most of the time I was in the middle of the ocean.
Yeah.
So phones don't. Well, actually, they do have ways that you can use your phone.
Yeah.
At sea now.
Yes.
But no, I turn off my phone and don't check my email and take a week off.
So for a whole week, you didn't get in contact with KI.
Right. Right.
Wow.
It took me 2.5 hours last night to get through all the email that came in while I was gone.
That's always a lot of fun, isn't it?
Yes.
Is it hard to do that? To, you know, just disassociate yourself for a bit and just kind of recharge the batteries?
No, not really. Yeah. And actually, I do have a secondary email that I check once a day. So if there's something urgent, the office can email me and I will get the message. But nobody emailed me, so that's good.
Like a fire running out of coffee, something like that. and where'd you go?
We went on a cruise in the Eastern Caribbean.
Yeah, and all but one day you had great weather.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, welcome back.
Thanks.
We've had good weather while you were gone.
It's nice to come back to 60 whatever it was yesterday
and
not have to worry about putting on a winter coat.
You recently wrote about Lansing Electric Motors and how they've leveraged technology to help them with their customer service. What a fascinating business. Tell us about it.
Well, they are, in fact, the only company in the mid-Michigan that repairs electric motors. And they do a lot of work for GM, a lot of electric motors used in production. So when those fail, obviously they need to be repaired quickly so that it doesn't impact the operation. So they repair, you know, very large electric motors like the ones that GM has, but also smaller ones that you might have in your home that you want to have repaired.
And they are KI a customer?
Yes, they are.
So how do you deal when you're dealing with high-tech information like that, what did you do for them?
Well, what we did for them was we installed a new server. The server that they had when they first approached us was, I think it was 7 or 8 years old. It was running out of space, so they were on the verge of being unable to function, and they didn't really know it. So we put a new server in, transferred everything over to the new server, made sure everything worked well, and kept them moving forward.
What do you mean on the verge of not being able to function?
Well, the disk space on their server was almost completely full. So had it become full, none of their programs would have worked because there wouldn't have been anywhere to store the information that they were saving.
Has that happened to a customer before?
Well, no one who is a customer.
Or someone who came to you and said, we're in peril, we don't know why, and you found out that.
Yes, we have had that. You know, people call us that are new customers where that's their issue, that they've run completely out of disk space and things won't work. You know, if you're receiving email on your server, you can't get any new email. Nothing works. Now, in that kind of a situation, usually we can find something that can be removed. There's some temporary files that may be stored that or log files that we can reduce the size of to free up some amount of space to get them working again.
Mm-hmm.
But those are not long-term solutions.
So to clear up space will get you working again, but as you just said, that's only temporary.
Right.
So from there, what needs to be done?
From there, either you replace the server, which would be what we would recommend. If the server is old, you should just update it with one that's going to be faster and have plenty of space. If the server is not that old and someone just grossly underestimated the amount of space that you needed or maybe didn't allocate the space correctly, then we might be able to put larger disk drives in there or additional disk drives in there and give them more space that way. So it's kind of, you have to take it on a case-by-case basis and look at the situation, the age of the equipment, and what you anticipate the needs will be in the future and help them make the right decision.
And after talking with those businesses, you can determine how much space they need?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, it's hard when they're a brand new customer because we don't know, you know, what it looked like 6 months before. With our existing clients, we're monitoring mm-hmm. their servers to see, to make sure they have enough space. And we get alerts when they get down below 20% free space. And for those clients, we can go back over time and look and see how their data has grown. And certainly if we see any sudden increases, we can look to see, you know, is there something that caused that? Maybe something that's not set up right. I know we've had instances in the past where maybe a line of business software vendor has set up a backup to go to the hard drive on the server, and that starts to use a lot of space. If they don't set it to delete the oldest copies, suddenly we've used all the space with backups. So it may be an issue like that as well.
Linda Lynch is the president of KI Technology Group, and for all your computer needs, Linda, folks can call or email?
They can email me at Linda, L-I-N-D-A, at kitechnologygroup.com, or they can call 333-6540.
All right. When you come back next week, we are going to talk about spam and unwanted email. I had a relative ask me about that, and I said, I don't know, but Linda will be able to help us with that. Welcome home.
Thank you.
Linda Lynch, KI Technology Group. They are the official sponsor of all of our computer needs here in studio and at our home office.